It's peak tourist season in London. The attacks came at just the moment when visitors begin to flood into the city. It's the time when airlines, hotels, and restaurants expect to see most of their profits for the year. Joining me is Simon Calder. He is travel editor of The Independent in London. Welcome.
Good morning. Yes, this morning London is feeling fairly calm. There's people just travelling to work as normal. But of course, this is the moment when London's economy and particularly Britain's tourist industry start counting the cost of the attacks yesterday. The State Department, through the embassy here in London, was telling American citizens not to go into the centre of London. Clearly, that is the main tourist draw for many of the Americans who London was hoping to welcome to the city this coming summer.
And what about travel cancellations? Has there been enough time to gauge if people are cancelling their trips?
Certainly the people I have been talking to have said that this is going to be a very tough summer. The tourist industry in London, in Britain generally, is doing pretty well, but most of that is numerically well, and that is spurred by the number of cheap flights that we have coming into London from other parts of Europe, particularly Eastern Europe. And it has to be said that American visitors spend per person more than any other nationality. And of course, they are particularly welcome by hoteliers, by the restaurateurs, by the theatres in the West End, and by the many visitor attractions.
How have companies responded to the news at this point in time? British Airways, for instance.
They are mostly focusing on the day-to-day operations because clearly there was a large amount of disruption. Although Britain's airports carried on working as normal, there were a number of issues where staff couldn't get there, and more particularly, tens of thousands of passengers were stranded because in London, the airports are connected by railways, by subway, and those simply closed down. So there are an awful lot of people who have missed their flights and they are being rebooked. So that's the main focus.
Is there a pattern to how travelers react to terrorist attacks, in some keeping them away and some not keeping them away?
Regrettably, we've now had so many incidents where tourists have been involved either as the main target or as innocent bystanders that it is possible to discern some patterns. The British, interestingly enough, are extremely resilient. We tend to go back to places long before most other nationalities. Clearly, a lot of Americans are deterred by some of the things that they have seen happening in Europe. So that is why I think the tourist business in London is particularly fearful that this summer could be pretty tricky.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Very nice to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Simon Calder is travel editor for The Independent in London.